Beloved, can you say something about Tantra? I'm so tired of the old ways of making love, going for the peak and ending up just feeling drained. Also, this pressure on myself to bring my woman to the peaks, or as many peaks as possible, because then I'm a good lover. I'm letting go of the old, especially addiction to the release, ejaculation, and this is a big victory for me, a big step in the right direction. Still, the new has not really arrived either. I sense that it is a lot about keeping it more cool and relaxed while making love, and non-doing, and to trust that this doesn't mean it will be boring. That new dimensions will open up as I stay more passive and meditative during the lovemaking. Your disciple, Vimal. Very good, Vimal. First, you have Tantra masters that never had a woman. So many people now have an idea about Tantra, but it's all mental because people are addicted to sex. Then perhaps Tantra becomes very exciting. So, what is Tantra? What is Tantra? What do you say? What is Tantra?
Meditation.
Yeah, but total meditation. What is meditation?
Presence.
Present. Present. Tantra is surrender, no? This is technique to surrender. Which you have to meditate to get to that space in you. The mind can never surrender. So that's why Tantra can be a technique. Tantra is surrender, is let go, is melting. And for that to happen, one has to be natural. You cannot do it. But this is the so-called problem, because we are unnatural, no? We're stuck in the mind. So then to have a balance, first, you have to realize first, oh, I'm tense. I'm in my mind. I have problems. I'm a doer. Even in lovemaking, we fuck it up because we have ideas, mental ideas, how it should be. Be a good lover, performer. Who is this performer? No? That performer, that one who wants to be the very good, great lover, he can never relax. He's always on guard, no? He's always doing. What will happen if he disappears, if he relaxes? That is the fear. So that is the same fear as in meditation. What will happen in surrender, in love? What will happen? So this is almost impossible if you haven't come to that place in you where you just melt out of your own understanding or by the grace of God. Or as it has been for Tantra or for lovers in general. Because that is the easiest way from nature's side. The first experience of letting go happens in sex, no? Why is it so exciting? Why is everybody so much after it? Because everybody wants to be relaxed. No worry. At ease. Feeling peaceful. But because we humans doesn't go higher or deeper in themselves, we are stuck on the sexual, which is the animal, no? So that can be a curse or it can be a blessing. And that's how everything in life is for humans. It can be a curse or it can be a blessing. Unconsciously it's a curse. Consciously it becomes a blessing. Normally animals, and they want to mate, have sex just few days a year, maybe 1 week a year, maybe 1 month a year, some animals, maybe 2 months a year. But human beings, they can think about it every day, no? Like they have nothing else to do than that. Then the sex gets stuck in the mind. And that's what has been happening now. We have forgotten our being, our heart, our soul, our love, and we have forgotten the innocence of the body. In between those two is the mind. So even the innocence of the body, which is sensuality, enjoying good food, music, is forgotten. No? Because we get involved with it from the mind. So, meditation and Tantra and all techniques is to become natural again. So meditation is an antidote as such from somebody who is totally involved, lost in the world, lost in the Maya, lost in the ego, in the dua, to come back. So, in that way, the technique of relaxing, of being more sensitive, which has to happen anyway, because when you change in your core, in your understanding, in your consciousness, everything will change. It's not partial, no, it's all life. And that's what you are touching now, no? But sex is the most unconscious. And not only from the animal side, which you can live, human beings can live the whole life, but also from the religions, no? Is something that you shouldn't do. So it's some kind of guilt there, something dirty. Yeah, in that way you can never heal. It's only by understanding, no, that you go beyond it. And everything that God has given is there for something, no? So we are now very lucky because we don't need to just make children. For the first time in human history, we can enjoy also sex, no? The sexuality. But you can never enjoy it if you are not conscious, if you are not loving. Then it's just a release, like you say. I'm so tired of the old ways of making love, going for the peak and just ending up feeling totally drained. So this is how everybody is. But it's like a curse because it's the only thing that most people have to feel a release. If you go into meditation, then you find other ways. If you go into love, if you go into consciousness, then many, many other ways comes up. The focus is not on that, which becomes mental if you only focused on that, no? And you can never get fulfilled. It's an ongoing process. And like you said, you're feeling this pressure, feeling drained. And also you're feeling pressure then that you want to be a good lover. But who is this person? If you want to perform, how can you melt? That takes trust, no? So the idea that you have, and many people have, of Tantra, you cannot understand that before you are in a totally natural space. It comes by itself. And it's much more difficult with two, because then you have to be in tune. And what is the ingredients that makes it possible? It's love, it's melting, it's surrender, surrendering to each other, surrendering to love. That you cannot do, no matter how many books or how many techniques. It happens. So it can be a beautiful way, it's a totally natural way. For me, it's the most natural way. But I don't like to put any word on it, because then people get an idea, enlightenment, Tantra. It can only happen when you are in a natural space. And it can only happen if you don't have any desires for sex. Wow. Because any desire keeps you away. You have some expectations, either about your partner or about yourself being good performer. To get something. And craving, desires, will fuck it up. So where do we stand then? We stand totally innocent, empty, naked, no? And that's where it's very scary to go. So meditation is in a way more safe, because it's only you. With another, you have to have a flow. And who has that? You don't even have it with yourself. Then how to get that with another? Then it has to be a person who is also in tune with that understanding that you want to, or that it happens automatically through love, through surrender to the other, to love. But that again is not the doing. It happens by the grace of God. Hello. So that's why it's a very difficult subject for many people, no? But it is like you say, that now I'm letting go of the all, especially the addiction to release. Yeah, addiction to the ejaculation, which is not an orgasm. It's animal-like. But we are very poor, because that ejaculation, that release, is the only time we get some peace. We lose ourselves. That's what it is. We lose ourselves for a moment. That is orgasm. That is ejaculation. But it's not orgasm. Then it's much bigger. But that only happens when there is an intimacy. You love. So it's not just the desire, the doing, the performing, the addiction to release, but it's a melting, no? It's a joyful state. But not only the bodies, but the hearts and the soul also dance, make love. But again, that is true surrender, which is a gift from God. This is a big victory for me. a big step in the right direction. That it is. Big victory for your understanding. So first, like everything in life, first we have to lose it. We have to get involved, no? You don't know what it is. So unconsciously, everybody gets involved. Then this stays the whole life. No, by some good luck, you are here with me. And this thing starts coming up, and you're understanding, and you can experimenting, and you have girlfriends. So this is that dawning on you, no? That is something else. And it's a big victory, yes. Because to be a slave to the mind or to your desires, and the strongest is the sexuality, the sex. And if you don't rise higher, that you're not a slave of it, then always the consciousness will be there. It's the same energy, but through consciousness it rises. Your understanding gets higher. Then you start functioning in your heart. Then it doesn't have so much pull, because the heart is so much more fulfilling. Consciousness is so much more fulfilling. Then when the lovemaking comes from love or from surrender, then it's beautiful, no? Then it takes a totally different flavor. Like everything is from consciousness, from peace itself. But if we are after something, then we will never be fulfilled. And everybody is after something. It's a doing. And 99% of the time, it's just the physical, no? Which you know, start seeing that it's something else. And it's a great victory. Great victory for your understanding, for your consciousness. A big step in the right direction. So, in that way also, it's good to just relax as much as you can. It's like meditation. First, we have no idea about the inner. Then you start feeling that inner space, that peace, that you don't need so much from the outside. Then comes a point where you don't need the meditation. It's integrated in you. You understand? It's like a balance. You have to meditate till it becomes natural. When you are natural, you don't need meditation. Everything becomes meditation. So going from being a slave of the sex act, ejaculation, performing, all this, to being relaxed, melting more with the other, not being a slave of that instinct, more playful, more relaxed, more peaceful, more meditative, is very good. Then the next is that you become natural. That is what I call the natural man. You are in balance. You're not this or that. Because this can also become a thing to do. I'm doing tantra. Then that burger is still there. I'm so meditative. So that is also a trick, but it needs that balance. When you go beyond it, then it doesn't matter. It's playful. Everything happens in the moment. Sometimes it's thunder and sometimes it's totally no wind. It doesn't matter. The body has its own ways. The body is innocent. It's only the mind that corrupts it. So listen more to your body. Be like a baby. And that takes courage. And for that also, if you're talking about being with somebody in the love act, to go deep, you have to trust each other, you have to love each other. That opening has to be there, otherwise it cannot happen. It will be a doing. Still, the new has not really arrived either. Yeah, so play with it. At least, no, you see it, so then you have to practice it. But don't become a totally yogi that, no, I'm only doing this. Because that's another trick of the mind. Be relaxed, be playful. I sense that it is a lot about keeping it more cooler and relaxed while making love and non-doing. But I'm telling you, everything in life should be a non-doing. Everything should be a non-doing. Everything should be more relaxed. Everything should be more loving. That is the integration. Let it come into all sides of life, not focus on one. Then is another thing, oh, I can let go there. And then as soon as you're out, like Osho always said, when you leave Buddha halls after satsang, the egos are waiting in the bamboo and in the trees, they jump on you. That's happening always, no? So don't focus only on that. You have to integrate it into everything. That's how you kill the ego. That you become natural. Otherwise it becomes a doing to be relaxed. It doesn't work. Be aware of it. Everything in life, for me, is a non-doing. Because you don't expect anything, you don't want anything. So even actions happen, and you're functioning very good, but there's no doer to do it. The actions happen. The whatever is supposed to happen, happen. Then you enjoy it much more also, because you are totally there. And to trust that this doesn't mean it becomes boring. Yeah, all these things you have to face. Because no, we have only known doing. Non-doing for the mind is very boring. Why? Because it's very restless. And all you are trained of, or not trained, but from the animal side of human beings, is something, do it, is not good, is not spiritual, it's very deep, it's dirty. Do it unconsciously, be finished with it. Just for that few minutes where you feel relaxed now. So more and more you go deeper, the more and more you feel relaxed. The more deeper you go in meditation in yourself, you see that. And that will come into every side of your life. Be that how you behave, how you talk, how you make love, everything. Otherwise, it's not integrated. And that's again, if you're not in tune, then you can see, but maybe your partner doesn't see it. So maybe it will become boring because that mind is still operating much quicker frequency. So when the sensitivity goes deeper or higher, then of course you can sense more the energy, no? But that you can only sense if you're deeper in yourself. Again, it's not the doing. Then this happens spontaneously. Otherwise the pull is much easier to go downhill than to go uphill. You have to be much more unburdened. You have to function in a higher frequency as such. Then you sense more the energy, the love energy. Then that love energy becomes more precious than doing the sex act and being a good performer. You follow? Hopefully that's your future. I hope that it will not be boring, that new dimensions will open up as I stay more passive and meditative during the love making. Yes, you just have to trust. That's what surrender is. We don't know, we have to trust. But this is something that everybody is dealing with now. So very good. Your disciple Vimal, and because you are my loving disciple, I can talk straight to you. Because one thing is for sure, sex won't go away, no? You have to deal with it, no? Then you can deal with it in an unconscious way, or you can deal with it in a conscious way. Then it has to be integrated. As a meditator, as a disciple, as a conscious person, no? Then it becomes beautiful, no? Don't keep anything separate, it's all part, no? Make everything holy, no? That is the way. But be aware of the mind. And nowhere is the mind so tricky, maybe, as in the sex, because it's the deepest, no? It's the most unconscious. To be conscious there. If you manage to become more conscious there, it is a victory. But relax. Don't try all the time, okay? Don't be a yogi. You have that tendency. Then go from one opposite. To be the perfect performer, and then the perfect yogi just watching. Then your mom says, "What's happening with Mal?" Life is crazy. So that's the thing. Out of meditation, out of love, when you have, you know, either with yourself, that you're going deep in yourself, or with the partner, which should be the most natural thing, but because people cannot surrender, they cannot love, then it becomes very shallow, no? So that is a great celebration as such. When you integrate your meditativeness, your love, into the lovemaking. Because the animal state is unconscious sex. It's only sexual. Release. Finished. You don't think about the partner. Look at the dogs in the street. Yeah? That is the normal, what I call the doggy-doggies, no? Just a release, then go. And then you feel stupid, of course. You're not fulfilled. But this is the drive that most people go on their whole life. Then, as you rise, you become human, no? The first is not even human, the way I see it. You are a slave of your instincts, no? Of your desires. Then, becoming more meditative, more conscious, more mature, out of your own life experiences, then you are want to have something deeper, no? Something more fulfilling than human love, sharing, caring about the other. So beautiful, no? Then beyond that, just prayerful. So real lovers, if you have that love connection already, that surrendering, that understanding, then many things can be so fulfilling, much more fulfilling, without making love or having the sexual act as normal people when they have sex. Because you have the love. You have that sharing, you have that being together, which is so fulfilling, that you can even forget about that. Again, it's not the doing. It's just something higher, your energy functioning on a higher level. So always come from the higher, come from consciousness, then everything will be beautiful. Beloved Babaji, sometimes I get lost in punishing myself when I can't feel the gratitude and love. But slowly, slowly, I'm learning to reject these complications of my mind. That's what I'm saying, Vimal. This is for everything in life, no? You can come back and you hit yourself, no? The only way out is to become more conscious, no? On the other side, I do know about melting, and melting happens so much when I'm listening to you. And in this melting, there exist absolutely no problems. I feel fulfilled and at home in love and gratitude, Vimal. Yes, when you are feeling so fulfilled and at home, and there is absolutely no problems, then you think about your sex then? No. That is what happens when you are in tune, when your consciousness rises. It always happens for the disciple in satsang, when you get in tune with the master, which is your own higher consciousness. Then your energy rises, then there's no more problem. Then you are fulfilled on a much higher level. It's almost like you leave your physical body. You become consciousness, you become clarity, you become peace, understanding. So there, that's why all the yogis, the sannyasins, they disappear because they find something that is higher. They know how difficult it is to have that with somebody else, no? I would like you, everybody, to have, because it's natural, yin and yang, man and woman. But it has also its problems, because then two people have to be in tune. Like you say, no, being with in deep meditation, being with me, you rise above your problems. You know the state of melting. That is only in you. How to communicate that to somebody else? It has to be somebody also who understands that melting. I remember in the ashram with Osho, then in the beginning, when it was more intimacy, and people, he was much more sharing of these things that we're talking about now. Then he said, many women, they come and complain to him that what happened with these swamis here in the ashram, what happened with the man? They are not interested in us anymore. And this is the reason, because now at last you start not being a dog. You start rising, no? You start enjoying different things in life. But then you have to learn to integrate that and to meet from a higher point. Not to escape, no? And the same for the woman. She gets so fulfilled. Being in satsang, being with the master is something, get fulfilled in them, no? That you forget. Because consciousness is, when consciousness rises, you forget like you said, all your problems. And sex for many, most people, is definitely a problem. No? Because they're just running in a circle like a rabbit. Have you seen those hamsters? I see these hamsters in this little tube. And unconsciously, they put some wires that they can give the sexual release through the brain, like, and then they come, the hamsters or the rats. And it's something they can do themselves. So they go to this station with that electric thing and touch it, and it touched that place, and then they see that they do it so much that they burn themselves out, they die. That's how the instinct is. And that's how it is in human beings also, because it's the greatest on that level. The poor hamster, the poor rat, he cannot rise. But human can rise. Don't live like a rat. It's like that. That is the beauty. And then when you rise, that is also misunderstood. It's not like you have nothing to do with it. But it gets transformed because it comes from a love. It comes from a higher consciousness. No? Then it becomes beautiful. No? Then it's fulfilling. Because the love, the intimacy is there, the playfulness is there, the surrender is there, the consciousness is there. Then the hearts and the souls dance also, not just the physical body, like a rat. Then again, you burn out, no? Which you luckily have seen now. So, one way is to get more conscious and bring that consciousness into everything. And the other is, which many people say, and many people, women tell me also, that they don't care anymore. They'd rather be alone. And men also, because of the so-called problems, no? It's not worth it, no? So it's a more challenge always when it's two. But that challenge goes if there is consciousness, if there is love, if there is a meeting. And problems is only between two persons. Love means melting. Tantra means melting. Yoga means union. If that happens, then no problem. That's the beautiful thing with love, you know. If there is love, then nothing is ever boring. It's the love, it's not whatever you do, it's the love. It's the intimacy, it's the understanding, it's the surrender. Mm.